Kevin.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, what's up?
Are you doing?
I'm good, we got 7 new people here, so just busy with that, training and stuff.
Nice. The
Yeah.
phone seemed to be doing a little bit better every day, I guess.
Oh, your phone?
Yeah, just the phone system in general.
Oh yeah, just
I'm
every
still having
day.
some issues.
Oh yeah, what's going on?
I don't know. Calls are getting cut off from time to time. No caller ID. Having trouble with clients leaving me voicemails. It's just little things. But I've been working with 8x8 a little bit to try to fine tune it. But I actually had a lead. I was on the phone with for about 20 minutes this morning. And then my phone cut out, and then I was trying to get back to her. So I was actually calling about that. I finally got her on the phone. And she had said that she spoke with you, when
The
she couldn't. She
Nelson
tried to call me back, and she couldn't get through to me. So, yes, 7-3
Okay.
area code.
I don't remember. If it's the Nelson one, like Brooklyn or something.
Let me see. And so she had current balances. She had a current working capital loan with a balance of about 31,000. Does that ring a bell?
She says 16,000 for mine with Can Capital and the a FinPac one for 30. Maybe that one.
Oh, you're right. It was originally 31, currently 16, and yeah, an equipment loan with FinPac.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was that one.
Okay, I can send the info back to you.
All right, cool. Are you having any issues with dropped calls?
No, I'm not actually. At first I was, but then it's gone a lot better. I changed my headset, so I don't know if that helped or not. Which one are you
What are
using? Are
you
you
using
using?
now?
I'm using, this is the Jabra. It's not wireless, it's wired.
It's wired.
Yeah,
I'm
so I
using
don't know
a
if that
Plantronics.
means.
I'm using wireless. But I don't think it's my headset. It's because the actual call is dropping. It's not like the voice is just going dead. I did talk to Dean. I did hardwire. I've got an Ethernet cable plugged directly into my laptop now, in my MacBook, as opposed to going with Wi-Fi, which has helped a little bit. But I don't know. But like I said, it seems to be getting better. But obviously, there's still some issues.
Kinks, yeah. Do you know? Are you gonna ever stop by this office? Because if you anything, you can grab one of these and try it out and see if that helps. Because I honestly, before my calls, I would get like 5 to 10 dropped a day, and then I changed to this one with the wire, which is annoying because you can't really go far and stuff. But it hasn't been
Yeah.
dropping at all, and customers said they can hear me better too. So I think it's just like the wireless like technology is still not there. So it's like messing up our calls.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, if there's extras, Kara's going to be mailing me my paycheck today. So I don't know if it would fit in a normal envelope, if you guys have any. Does it go over your head, or is it just a little earbud type thing, or?
Yeah, it's have you seen the one that it's like smaller, like the earbuds, and then it's not covered the whole ear. So it's softer on the ears too, actually. And then it's just smaller in general, actually. I can
Okay.
see
Well, the
I
reason I
can
was asking as far as the size is just wondering if it would stuff into like a normal, letter envelope.
Oh no, I don't think it's gonna that is yeah, not that small.
Okay.
Do you use the one
Yeah, but I'll
that
probably
we
just wait
used
till I come in.
Okay. Have you seen the ones that we used before? The Plantronics one that's like covered the whole ear? Or do you use like a Bluetooth one? Like a small little one like
Yeah, mine's just a Bluetooth that kind of is earbud that kind of goes over my ear a little bit, has a mic, like a stick mic.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it's up to you. If anything, I can want me to take a picture of it? I can send it to you.
No, it's not a big deal. If it
Okay.
doesn't fit an envelope, then I'll just wait, and next time I'm in, like you said, I'll grab one or try something out, or Maybe just do some research and order one.
Okay, sounds good.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Let me just see if you're... on the call metrics page, like the Chubb page, there's a new tab. I don't know if Cooper told you about it yet. It's one of the new things he added. It's called the calls page. In the calls page, you can see like all the calls that's been made. And actually, I see here that you did talk to Sabrina on 10:23. Oh, wait, that's about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's when I finally got her on the phone. I had taken the inbound earlier, and then I tried her a few times, but wasn't connecting. And I don't know if that's because...
It was probably because I was on the phone with her. Yeah. But yeah, if you can...
So where is this is on the Vision Commerce page or the Bria page?
It's on CNET. And then on CNET, like on that sidebar, it's under like Net Manage, Deal Leads, blah, 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 blah. There's like a call metrics page.
Let me see here. Call metrics, okay.
And you see right there, it says on the left-hand side, metrics, dashboard, calls page.
Metrics, dashboard, yeah.
Yeah, so if you click on the calls page, it shows like all calls that's been like inbound or outbound. So this one has been tracking like missed calls a little bit better than the other, the 8x8, because this is what Cooper like created, I guess. And you can filter it for just your calls too.
Okay. And does it, okay, so there is some inbound, but I wonder why it doesn't, so it doesn't look like it starts at the beginning of the morning though, right?
Let's see here, I'll click into yours.
This can't be all of our, oh, see more calls, never mind.
Yeah, and then you can see how many, you can do like 20, 30, 50, 100 calls.
Oh, okay, so this is probably just set up for 20.
Yeah, so it's like right now I'm automatically on 20. So if you filter to like 1,000, it shows all your calls inbound and outbound too.
Gotcha.
And then if you want to, you can actually click into the lead from there. If it was like associated to a lead.
Okay, interesting.
And then, yeah, so that's the new thing that Cooper added onto the CNET. Another thing, is when you get like an incoming call, if you go onto the agent, click on the tab, the agent desktop, I don't know if you know this already or not, but if you click on the agent desktop tab on the left-hand side, you know where all the dialing, like the blue part, you can actually see like the caller ID right there too.
See, mine for some reason is coming through as like that 858 number every time.
So let me see. So if there's like an incoming call, it comes in as an 858 number.
Yeah.
That's weird. So let me see here. So I'm gonna screenshot this real quick and see if you see kind of the same thing. Hey, Bice. You have iMessage, right?
I do, but I actually am having some issues with it. I'm trying to get it all set up again, actually.
Okay. Well, I just emailed this picture. This is what I see. I don't know if this is the same thing you see. So usually it'll have like the phone number for like the inbound, but since, you know, we're in the same company, I think it just doesn't show the phone number.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay.
You don't see that when you...
No. Mm-mm.
What is... Does yours say, like, is it blue at all, or, like, what... Is it just empty?
It's blue, yeah. Well, it's... Hold on one second. Let me see here. So, yeah. So, I have... Right now, I have your info in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's because I called you. I'm not sure. But usually it'll have an 858 number, especially on the inbounds for some reason.
Oh, okay. So let me first test. Can I test it on my cell phone calling you and see what it says?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your phone number?
858-519, so 519-5050.
50, 50, okay. So 519-5050. Okay, I'm going to call you. Mm-hmm. And just click into the agent desktop right there and see what it says.
Okay.
Okay, bye.